So we do a lot of things here on Code Switch. We have this radio show, we have our podcast, live events, and a weekly newsletter. Hint, hint, sign up. And our favorite part of the newsletter is the segment where Code Switch staff shout out their recommendations for things to read, watch, and or listen to. And occasionally, we'll bring those read, watch, listens to the airwaves. And this week's is from producer Alyssa Jung Perry, and it's another memoir that fits nicely with the theme of this week's show. Hey, JP.
Hey.
So what do you got for us?
Okay, so I recommend Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zahner.
It's the story of how I turned to Korean cooking in the wake of my mother's death as a way to preserve her memory and our shared culture.
So once again, food playing this central role in maintaining cultural connection. I love it.
Oh, yeah. You know, if there's one thing I know, we Koreans love our food and buying that food at stores like H Mart. food is an expression of love and pride for us.
They're small observations pocketed away to make you feel cared for. When I would return home from college and my mom would make sure to stock the fridge with all my favorite side dishes and my favorite kimchis and make sure that they sat out on the counter in advance so they were like perfectly soured. And, you know, she remembered if I liked extra broth in my stew or if I liked extra noodles or extra vegetables.
Sometimes when I miss Korea, I really lean into making Korean food. Or when I miss my dad who passed away, I cook his favorite things. Michelle also uses cooking as a type of self-care.
I think of it as a sort of private ritual where for at least like a half an hour and sometimes many hours, I make something for myself and I use this time and this very like tactile project to remember my mom in the moment and engage with my senses and kind of, you know, extend memory in a way.
Ugh, I definitely cried when she described making some dishes without her mom there anymore.
I bet. Yeah, I'm getting emotional just thinking about that.
Ugh, I know. This book also examines, Shireen, your favorite word, complicated, stuff like her relationship with her mom. I haven't said this yet, but Michelle's mom is Korean and her dad is white. And some of what she wrote about identity hit really close to home for me as a Korean adoptee.
In the book, I mentioned expressing my frustration with my mom. I was like, Mom, you just don't understand. It's how hard it is to be like one of the only Asian kids at my school. I'm like the only Korean girl at my school and it's uncomfortable. And she just said to me, but you're not Korean, you're American. And that she just didn't understand even where I was coming from.
Hmm.
She told me that a lot of parents of our generation that come from Asia come here expecting not to fit in.
And they know that they're going to confront that and they're prepared for it in this way. And they have very low expectations of feelings of belonging and they accept that sort of challenge. But, you know, for someone who is like born here or came here at a very early age, there's this sense of entitlement that you're not ever quite granted, and it's a very confusing part of the process of like, but why wouldn't I belong?
I'm still working out my feelings around my own Koreanness and definitely my grief over my father's death. So I found this book to be really cathartic for me. And also I would say it's a good book to have tissues on hand. I also want to note, Michelle's a lead singer of the indie band Japanese Breakfast. Some of her music tackles grief and identity as well.
So we get a read and a listen from you, AJP, setting the bar high for your colleagues this week. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was producer Alyssa Jung Perry recommending Michelle Zahner's memoir, Crying in H Mart. And we're listening to her band, Japanese Breakfast. The song is called In Heaven.